AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A special grand jury that indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others in Georgia is recommending charges against more people. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A court report shows the grand jury recommended charges against South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, former Georgia Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and ex-Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, a total of 39 people in all. Trump is among 19 people facing charges in the probe.
Parts of the report had been released in February, but a judge delayed the release of any recommendations for specific charges against specific people until after last month's indictment. President Biden is in New Delhi for the start of the G20 summit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the summit will be different with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosting.
This meeting will be taking place at the Prime Minister's residence, so it is unusual in that respect. This is not your typical bilateral visit to India, with meetings taking place in the Prime Minister's office.
The U.S. and India have been increasingly drawn together by China's military and economic maneuvering in the Indo-Pacific. North Korea says its new submarine has nuclear attack capabilities after years of development. Leader Kim Jong-un described the step as crucial in his efforts to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter the U.S. and its Asian allies. An official in Turkey says Mark Dickey, an American researcher who got sick more than 3,000 feet below the entrance of a cave in Turkey, has recovered enough for rescue teams to start the process of moving him out. The operation could take 3 or 4 days. Justice Samuel Alito rejected demands from Senate Democrats that he step aside from an upcoming Supreme Court case because of his interactions with one of the lawyers. The United States lost to Germany in basketball's World Cup semifinals. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in the early going on Wall Street, keeping the market on track to close out its first losing week in the last three. The S&P 500 was up 0.1% early Friday. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.2% higher. Kroger rose 3.8%. The grocery store chain reported profits that easily beat analysts' forecasts. Stocks have been under pressure this week because of worries that a too warm economy will push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. Reports showing a resilient U.S. economy have pushed traders to call off some bets that the Fed may cut rates next year. Treasury yields eased a bit Friday after rising sharply earlier in the week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helped set mortgage rates, fell to 4.22%. Seth Zutel, New York.
A $50 million facelift is complete of the White House Situation Room. It's actually a highly secure complex of rooms. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.